control in and through my life, so my life might speak benefits and blessings into other lives as well, as you use me for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. And I thank you for all this great opportunity, this great privilege. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, say anything as simple as, Lord, save me. And if you mean it, the work has begun. And if you've done that, I want to know about it because that's the material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. You can receive it by calling me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Like I said, it's yours without any further obligation on your part. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while I'm on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me if you wish at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y. V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B. At Verizon.net, and we'll send the material, like I said, out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that, but please don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Another day is not promised to anyone. That number again, while we're on the air, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636, or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V is in Vernon, B is in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Hopefully you've given your life to the Lord. Prayerfully, you've given your life to the Lord. And contact us so we can send you some material so you know what to do now that you've given your life to Him. 3 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. The countdown is rolling right along. And I want to remind you, we plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, same number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Okay, let's continue with the countdown. Tasha Cobb Leonard in position number 124 in the name of our God here on Sounds of Praise.
The solid rock I stand, no other help I know. All other ground is sinking sand, I trust in you alone.
Making a difference in the greater Boston music scene, And from the East Coast to the West Coast and around the world with the very best in gospel music and the clear message, salvation is available to all through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, February the 25th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in pray, but we're going to try and get in one more song before we get to When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And if you have a prayer request, still not too late to get that in. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Erica Campbell here on Sounds of Praise in position number 123. And this is The Question here on Sounds of Praise.
But he said, no man takes my life from me, but I lay it down voluntarily. So who killed Jesus? I guess nobody.
Yeah.
Erica Campbell. And the question, who killed Jesus? Nobody. He gave his life as a ransom, full payment for our sin on the cross of Calvary. Thank you, Lord. 7:17 is the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise, but still not too late to get in your prayer request or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And leading us into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, this is Kirk Franklin, and Pray For Me. And he's going to be followed by Bishop Joseph Garlington and Pass Me Not here on Sounds of Praise.
Pray for me, I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all. Pray for me, I don't need gravity for tears to fall. Fancy words and colored lines, nothing super spiritual, not this time. Just pray for me, 'cause judging me's not helping me to grow. Pray for me, see the wrong I've done, I already know. Will you love me if I'm dirty and I've lost my way, till the blood has washed me white and numb? Gray. If I don't meet your approval, will you let me stay and pray for me? Pray for me.
Lord, talk about me. Don't judge me. Just get down on your knees and
pray for me.
We want to be greater. We want to be stronger. But help us, please.
Pray for me.
The only way I can make it through the day.
Pray for me. I'm afraid that I'm about to lose it all.
7:27 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray, and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. She's facing cataract surgery on Wednesday and also looking to, for God to heal her back. Michelle of Medford's undergo cataract surgery on Wednesday and looking for God also to heal her back. We're praying for the families who lost loved ones at that shooting in the school in Florida. We're praying that God's going to minister in their behalf and comfort those who lost loved ones, heal those who are still recovering from the bullets that they encountered, and that the presence of God will just minister in that situation so those who are outside of His saving grace and keeping power will be strengthened and united with Him so they can continue even in the face of this tragedy that they all went through. We're praying for A.W. We prayed for him a couple of weeks ago. He was in the hospital with pneumonia and the flu, and he's back home now. We're praising God that he's back home. We're praying for complete deliverance in the life of A.W. in the hospital. His return home from the hospital after suffering from pneumonia and also from the flu. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne this morning because you invite us to come boldly unto your throne of grace, where we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And so, therefore, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne with the various needs that have been presented to us, and also to give you praise and thanks for what you're doing in the lives of your people. So we bring Michelle of Medford. Thank you, Lord, that she's been able to get back to church and that she's facing cataract surgery on Wednesday. We pray for your healing touch right now in the name of Jesus. What the doctors and medicine and science can't accomplish, we're looking for you to accomplish in and through her life. Do more than she can ask or think or desire. May she recognize that the healing and the deliverance she received has come from your hand, and may she in turn be a vessel through whom your blessings might flow as she tell others of the wondrous things she's received from your hand, and may many be won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony. We thank you, Lord, for how you worked in her life, Lord, delivering her from all the smoking that she was doing in the past. We thank you because she's not completely healed, but we're looking for you who brought her this far to continue to do the work in her behalf that she might be totally delivered. And also, Lord, for the problem with her back, the sciatica, we pray, oh God, you might minister powerfully in that situation as well. For you are the God who is able to do all things well. And we pray, oh God, you might minister in her life in a tremendous way. Give her even greater testimony because of the healing in the back and the eye surgery and the smoking. Nothing is too hard for you. And so, therefore, we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in her life, is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for the families who lost loved ones at the shooting in Florida, pray, oh God, you would minister in their behalf. There have been so many others as well. We pray, oh God, in each and every one that we may not have mentioned in previous programs, you would minister as well in their lives. As also, those who are still recovering, those who lost loved ones, Lord, we pray you would minister your peace. May they recognize they've put their faith and trust in you. You are the deliverer. You are the healer. You're able to do all things well. And we thank you, oh God, in advance for the good work that's going to come out of this situation, because you're able, as we heard earlier, to work all things together for our good and for your glory. And even though we cannot see it from this perspective, how anything could be turned out for good from this, you're able to do all things well for those who place their faith and trust in you. And so we're standing on your word and interceding on behalf of those who lost loved ones. And we pray, oh God, that your work might be accomplished in a great and mighty way, and a tremendous revival will break forth because of what you're doing in the lives of those who have placed their faith and trust in you. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we're praising God with A.W., who has returned home from the hospital after suffering with pneumonia and the flu. He's not 100% better yet, but he's able to come home. needs a lot of help, but we pray, oh God, you continue to minister in his behalf. Continue the work that was accomplished in the hospital and raise him up and give him complete victory as he looks to you in faith, realizing that you're the God who is able to heal, save, and deliver and set free. And may his life be an even greater testimony in the days which are ahead as he continues to place his faith and trust in you. Bless and strengthen his family and all the others who may be looking after him. And pray, Lord, you give them the strength and the ability to go forward in you, placing their faith and trust and confidence in you as never before, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. 7:33 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Don Lee Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, February 25th, 2018 edition of the Sound of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we bring you part four of the countdown of the top 200 hits in the gospel field here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017. Okay, let's continue in position number 122, James Fortune and Fire. And the song is entitled Still Able. Yes, he is.
Many times in life we focus on all that we don't have, and it makes us worry. But today I want to remind you of the one that you do have, and let you know that he's still able.
I've been hurt and abused, even lied to by the ones I trust in most. I've had some nights I cried more than I prayed. That's when God said to me, I am still in control.
It changed my perspective, and so
now the worry is over.
Yes.
And the doubt is gone away. God reminded me.
He reminded me
that he's still able.
Of it all.
That he's still able.
Thank you, Lord.
There are some days I feel like giving up.
And I wonder,
how could God love me and let me go through so much?
Anyone ever asked that question?
I'm afraid to carry this hurt.
Today more than ever,
I need your help, Lord. With you I can move on. Now the worry is over and the doubt is gone away.
You're not alone.
Now the worry is over and the doubt is gone away.
Lift your hands and say, about to give up.
God reminded me.
He reminded me
that he's still able.
But it's not easy because
sometimes it seems,
oh God,
there's no way out.
You're surrounded by problems.
So many problems weigh.
They weigh you down.
You down.
But he cares for you.
You've got to know,
my sister. I just need you to
be strong
and remember that
God is able.
He's able.
Able.
He hasn't changed.
He's still able. Mm. Able.
Seems like problems are waiting in line just for you.
God is able.
He's able.
Able.
You say, I've never faced anything like this before.
He's still able. Able.
The odds are still in your favor because...
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's the Michael Dotton Mentoring Program, designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. And Michael Dotton Ministries is presenting See His Glory Worship and Arts Conference on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, from 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 North Hampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. And for more information, you can go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. And if you or your organization has some information that you believe would be a benefit to the Sounds of Praise audience, you can send that information to me on your letterhead or flyer to Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And you need to send that at least 4 weeks in advance of the event. That's Sounds of Praise, Community Bulletin Board, 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Okay, it's 7:42 here on WMFO in Medford. Hopefully you're enjoying the program thus far. I've been enjoying bringing it to you. And so we're going to continue with the countdown. Here in position number 121, Charles Jenkins, along with Anita Wilson and Fellowship Chicago, and Worthy Is Your Name, here on Sounds of Praise.
Did you come to give God some praise tonight, everybody? Come on, make some noise for Jesus. His name is worthy of all glory, and that's what we're going to give him tonight. Come on, put those hands together. Hallelujah. Oh, we honor your name, Jesus. Oh, oh. Come on, let's sing this together. Say it.
You are holy, we adore thee.
We adore
none before thee.
None before thee.
Say you are
holy,
we adore
thee,
none before thee.
We celebrate.
Amen. Praise God. Charles Jenkins, Anita Wilson and Fellowship Chicago, and Worthy Is Your Name. Yeah, you know, I've got to go to bed at 9:30 on Saturday night so I can get up at 2 o'clock on Sunday morning and get to the station at 4 o'clock for the sports program and Sounds of Praise at 5. I have the best occupation in the entire world. I really enjoy what I'm doing, thank God. And praise God, hopefully, it's going to be a blessing in your life out there as well. Okay, we may be getting one or two more songs before we have to end the program today. In position number 120 on the countdown, Pastor Marvin Sapp. And this is Safe in You here on Sounds of Praise.
Failure, just victory.
You give me power.
another 10 here. Put those hands together, let's do it. Come on, y'all, sing it. Listen, say. Come on, put your hands together and say this.
Yeah, and that was Pastor Marvin Sapp and Safe in You. And maybe we'll get in most of this. This is Anthony Brown and Group Therapy with Miracle Worker. Hopefully you enjoyed the program today. Like I said, I enjoyed bringing it to you. Hopefully we'll be back next Sunday at 5 a.m. to do it all over again. We bring you part five of the countdown of the top 200 hits here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017. But if by chance I can't see you here next Sunday, I'm going to be looking for you over there. God bless.
What I feel, this situation is tough, and I don't know how I'm going to get through it. What I know, Romans 8:28. Somehow, this has to end up good for me. Breathe. Let him do it. Breathe. He'll work it out.